This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Here in Washington, it's against the law to post intimate photos of someone on the internet without their permission. Last year, Washington joined about 30 other states, making so-called revenge porn a crime.
The law is a misdemeanor for first-time offenders, and that's something that an attorney I spoke with said is a big problem, that it doesn't send a strong enough message to perpetrators.
That's Melissa Crow with the Puget Sound Business Journal. She's been digging into the problem of revenge porn in Washington and why victims often struggle to scrub their images from the internet. She told me the story of a woman named Tara Dozier.
Tara was in an online relationship. Like many relationships today, they exchanged intimate photos, but she was ready to end the relationship. And when she did, he posted the photos online. He tweeted at her with the photos. He posted them to a website known for revenge porn.
Was Tara able to get the photos taken down?
She's had success in getting some taken down, but like a lot of victims encounter, as soon as you get one taken down, they're put up again, either by the perpetrator or by someone else who's a complete anonymous stranger online. And that's a big problem. You can almost never get them all taken down.
Not completely.
Not completely.
What responsibilities do these websites that host this content, what responsibilities do they have?
Websites that are hosting this are protected under the Communications Decency Act. It's the same law that helps like newspaper websites or media websites be protected against user-posted content. But one of the alarming things is that these websites, specifically one where Tara's images were posted, extort their victims. They charge them hundreds of dollars to get this content taken down. They sell ads against the content, and they basically encourage people to post these pictures.
And are there any legal remedies for people at this point to pursue those companies?
Not at this time. What I understand is that the attorneys are having to do cyber forensics in order to identify the people who are posting the content. They're searching IP addresses, email accounts. Many of them are hosted overseas. Some law firms have attempted to track the money after paying to remove photos. And it's just a mess. It's basically a tangled knot so that you can't identify who's responsible for the website.
Some local law firms are stepping up to help people who find themselves in this kind of situation. What are they doing?
Well, K&L Gates is leading the effort in this. They've got 70 attorneys throughout their international firm who have clocked about 5,000 hours helping victims pro bono remove content using copyright law or go to court with criminal or civil cases.
Even when you have lawyers on your side, what are the biggest challenges to getting those photos taken down?
I would say time is one of the biggest challenges to this. Time is of the essence when you're dealing with online content that can ruin your career, can ruin relationships.
Why is that?
The longer the images are online, the more likely they are to be copied, to be saved on people's personal computers, to be shared with family, with coworkers, with friends, and go viral. And once they're viral, it's impossible to get them all down.
You know, some people listening to you and me speaking might think, you know, these people took these photographs themselves and then they shared them willingly. Don't they hold some responsibility here?
I would say that's a big part of the problem. And victim blaming is not a positive reaction to this. These people took these photos under the premise of privacy to share with an intimate partner. Now, whether it's a partner or someone who may have hacked into their device to share this, that doesn't mean that they wanted those images or that content to be public. It's not a crime to take a picture of yourself, but it is a crime to share that without the subject's knowledge or consent.
So we've talked briefly about the laws, state and federal. They seem to be relatively weak when it comes to revenge porn. And it's difficult, as you say, to get these photos taken down. So what needs to change to solve this problem?
While we're waiting for legal remedies, I would like to see a societal change towards this that addresses not only the victim blaming, but addresses kind of the etiquette of using technology or what's expected of a person to send a strong message that just because someone broke up with you and you're upset about it, it's not okay to ruin someone's life over it.
Melissa Crow is research director at the Puget Sound Business Journal. We have a link to her story at KUOW.org. I'm Kim Malcolm. This is KUOW.